Ohio Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell certified the results of the November 2nd election on Monday, more than a month after record numbers of voters went to the polls to cast their votes. The counting of the provisional and absentee ballots in all of Ohio's 88 counties reduced the lead reportedly held by George Bush over John Kerry to just over 110,000 votes, but a statewide recount has been demanded by the Green and Libertarian Party presidential candidates, and according to National Voting Rights Institute Director John Boniface, the electoral outcome in Ohio cannot be determined until every vote cast in the state has been recounted. Many have accused Blackwell of deliberately delaying certification of the vote in Ohio in order to allow too little time for a meaningful recount to be conducted before the Electoral College meets on December 13th. Boniface addressed more than 1,200 people at a Columbus rally on Saturday, organized by a coalition of local and national organizations to support the recount and demand a thorough investigation of the election in every county.
Presidential electors! They represent the will of the voters! If a recount process is proceeding, by definition, the will of the voters remains undetermined.
On Friday, a federal judge dismissed a suit brought by Boniface on behalf of the Green and Libertarian candidates, demanding that the recount be allowed to proceed immediately upon certification. Ohio law requires a 5-day waiting period before the recount can begin after the election has been certified. The same court also denied a petition by the county prosecutor in Delaware County seeking to excuse that county from participating in the recount. Delaware County argued that since no irreparable harm had been done to the Green and Libertarian candidates, the recount of the votes in that county would not be worth the taxpayers' expense. At present, the recount is expected to proceed as scheduled beginning December 11th, and volunteers are beginning to arrive from across the country to observe the recounting process. Northern California activist Warren Linney joined picketers at the Ohio Secretary of State's office on Monday.
And I'm here to help the recount start and get the Secretary of State, Kenneth Blackwell, to recuse himself from this process so it'll be a fair election, because this is the state that everything's riding on.
Protesters picketing Blackwell's office delivered a letter in which they accused him of manipulating Ohio's election for partisan gain, asking that he recuse himself from the recount process. Several protesters unexpectedly encountered Blackwell in an elevator where they handed him their list of demands and exchanged polite conversation, but they were soon threatened with arrest and expelled from the building.
We did deliver the letter to Secretary of State J. Kenneth Blackwell, and at that time, the State Highway Patrol asked us to leave or be arrested.
And they started pushing on me, and I asked them, please do not put your hands on me.
Why?
This is a public office. We have a right to gain access to this Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell's office, and they refused.
Why?
They told us that we were in a violation of being here, and that if we didn't leave immediately, they would have all of us arrested.
Despite numerous allegations of fraud and growing questions about the handling of the election in Ohio, as documentation of dysfunction and discrepancies continues to grow, Blackwell maintains that Ohio's electoral process was both transparent and efficient, and that the now certified results accurately reflect the intention of every Ohio voter who voted on November 2nd. Carlo Laparo is a spokesperson for Blackwell's office.
Ohio, by law and statute, has one of the more comprehensive post-election auditing processes in the country, and that process takes some time. The last time that Ohio had a statewide recount was 1990, and that was after the official certification. Now, the vote difference after that statewide recount was about 146 votes. And I say that to say that the official canvass in Ohio is very comprehensive, and they do examine every ballot.
For Pacifica Radio and the family of affiliated community radio stations, this is Evan Davis in Columbus, Ohio.